know, KCIM is the place to listen on 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.
KCIM Sports presents the Pizza Ranch Saturday Morning Coaches Show with Sports Director Jeff Blankman.
Thank you very much, John. Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome here to the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. We've got a really busy morning here today. We've got Tracy Hoffman in to talk about Kemper Girls Wrestling, Katie Cook to talk about Carroll Girls Basketball, Randy Beeson, Carroll Boys Basketball, Justin Yetmar, the Kemper Girls Basketball Team, Eric Noggle, the Carroll Boys Wrestling Team, Sean Minahan, the Kemper Boys Basketball Team, Deb Danner, the Carroll Boys Swim Team, Joe Daniels, the Carroll Girls Wrestling Team, and Shane Vaughn, the Kemper Boys Wrestling Team. All of those coaches set to join us here today. Let's quickly run you through our results from last night in boys basketball. Carroll falls to Winterset 50-43 last night. Noah Henders did have 9 points and 4 rebounds in the loss. It was Peyton Sherdan edging by Camelina 61-59. Phoenix Hartman finished up with 23 points in the win. Arweva loses to Woodbine 86-43. Blaine Smith had 13 points in the loss. Elsewhere in boys basketball action, it was Glidden Ralston downing Bowyer Valley 70-62. Jonathan Bergmeyer with 27 points. Esack County beat GTRA 59-50. Jack Gullett with 17 points and 7 rebounds. IK Manning falls to Trainer 79-49. Ben Ramsey with 24 points to go with 5 assists. And South Central Calhoun falling last night to Emmitsburg 60-45. No individual stats reported last night for the South Central Calhoun Titan Boys basketball team. On the girls' side of things, it was Carroll defeating Winterset by a final of 50-37 last night. Allie Cook led the Tigers with 14 points. It was Peyton Sherdan falling to Camelina 54-13. Kalia Minahan finished up with 9 points in the loss. Glenn Ralston also falling last night to Bowyer Valley 59-26. Olivia Squibb would lead the Wildcats with 9 points. IK Manning losing down at Trainer 62-36. It was Anna Stango with 14 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 5 steals. ESAC falling to GTRA 55-35. Kendall Quirk with 13 points and 13 rebounds. South Central Calhoun falls to Emmitsburg 53-34. It was Blair Schleichman with 10 points, 4 assists, and 6 steals. Arweva loses to Woodbine 65-21. Gabby Hundling finishing up with 9 points in the loss. We move over to girls' wrestling action last night. Kemper was at the Fort Dodge tournament. They would finish up in 13th place with 45 points on the night. The top placers for the Kemper girls, Sadie Smith was your champion at 125. Madigan Hoyt would finish in 6th at 130. Now, the Audubon Wheelers, they finished up in 5th place last night with 88 points down at the Western Iowa Conference tournament down at Tri-Center. It was Michaela Zuninga finishing in 4th. Jordan Mulford was 2nd. Macy Rasmussen stays undefeated on the season. She finished in 1st place at 120. 20 pounds. Laura McCarvo was in 4th. Liv Inman finished up in 4th place. Elena Harbor finished in 5th place. And Emily Foran would finish up in 4th place. In bowling, Carroll and Kemper boys teams traveled down to St. Albert last night. It was St. Albert winning it with 3,135. Carroll was 2nd with 2,865 and Kemper 3rd with 2,247. Andrew Johnson led Carroll with a 436. Thomas Potterbaum paced Kemper with a 343. Carroll girls also were down at St. Albert last night. St. Albert won at 2,249 pins to 1,126. Morgan Williams would lead at Carroll with a 274. And recaps again of all of last night's sports are all available on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcim.com. We'll step away, talk Kemper girls wrestling. Tracy Hoffman set to join us next here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show.
Legendary Pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salad bar, desserts, and more make up the country's favorite buffet at Pizza Ranch. Share that love with others this holiday season by purchasing Pizza Ranch gift cards. College students, mail carriers, teachers, and bus drivers, to name a few. Great stocking stuffers for friends and family, too. This is Lori from the Carroll Pizza Ranch. We are now offering a $10 coupon with the $50 purchase. We look forward to seeing you this holiday season.
Whoa, that's good.
We're back here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show talking Kemper girls wrestling right now with a very weary and tired head coach Tracy Hoffman. Coach, got to give you a hard time. I know you went up to Fort Dodge last night for the girls tournament. It was a late one when you get back. Now you're headed up to the boys tournament up at Carroll High this morning. So no rest for the weary, right?
Nope, and this is our favorite season, is the wrestling one. So
it is, yeah. So you're happy as a pie. Deb Danner told me she's only happy if she's standing on the deck of a pool, you know, at a swim meet. So I think you guys are that
exactly.
way when it comes to wrestling, right?
Yep.
Girls went up last night to Fort Dodge, and just looking at the teams that were there, Mason City, Clear Lake, Algona, Lamar's, Fort Dodge, Wallert Catholic, these are some big, big schools you guys had to face last night. Sadie Smith comes out of there with an individual championship, so congratulations to her, and that's outstanding. How did you feel like things went overall?
Overall, we had a rough get-go. The first round was pretty tough on some of us, and we had a little meeting, and they came back, and they did really good after that.
what was the atmosphere like after the meeting then?
They just knew they had to start getting serious and really get after their girls. So
let's talk about Sadie bringing home a championship. Picked up a bunch of wins. Her first place match was a 7-6 decision over a young lady from Mason City. How did she close that one out to get a win? Because that's tight.
Yeah, that was super tight. So she got her right away in the first period. She got the takedown and stuff, and the girl got an escape, and she did really good. And she got in there again, got another takedown, and then we got a reversal. Don't quote me on that, but but she was just able just to hang on in the end. And, you know, she was heavy on her hips. The girl was trying to take a shot on her, and she just kept getting around and squaring back off with her, so she was just able to hang on those last few seconds.
How much is that going to boost her confidence?
Hopefully a lot.
Well, that's going to
need it, that one.
Yeah, she's been wrestling well, but I think that one shows her what she is certainly capable of. Who else stood out for you a little bit last night?
Yeah, so Madigan Hoyt, we finally got her down to 130, so she's getting a little bit closer to her weight there. She came out, and her first one was a 9-7 win, really tight, close match, but she held on, and she's my fighter. She does not ever quit on that mat. That child, she just goes hard. Her next one, she got pinned, and then she came back to, she was down in her third match, but she was able to get a reversal, and she caught the girl and pinned her, so that was pretty awesome. So she went 2-2 on the night, picking up sixth place. And then we had Kyla Wiskus and Kara Schutte. They both went 2-1 on the night, ending in seventh place.
How did they pick up their wins?
So both of them, they got beat their first round, had byes their second, and then they both pinned their last two girls. So
nice bounce
they
back
came
then.
Back strong.
Yeah, nice bounce back. Sounds like the discussion you had after that first round really settled in well for them. I know you guys also, went up there hoping to see some progress. Where were the biggest areas of progress that you saw?
Just to get the girls to take their shots. Like, we practice this all the time in practice, and it's just for them to trust themselves and actually go after it and do it. And I could see, like, after we had our little chat, they all kind of stepped it up a little bit, and they did a great job.
Coach, you had some time off before going up tonight and stuff. Do you think that impacted the girls maybe not getting that meet in late last week and having some time off?
Yeah, that's what we thought. We were just a little bit sluggish when we first came out, so it could have been the time off there.
Now you're heading into the break, so how do you guys handle the break here, having, you know, really wrestled once now in the last week, and now you're off for a little over a week again?
Yeah, so, yeah, we don't go back until January 4th. We have a big tournament down in Clarinda. So we have a lot of stuff that we picked up on Friday night that we have wrote down, and we're going to go over that. We have we'll be having a lot of practices over Christmas break and bringing up our conditioning and, you know, just those things that we're still slacking on. We just have to build our confidence and, get through it.
You mentioned the conditioning. Is that going to be the biggest key when you have two holidays kind of mixed in? And I know you're going to get some practices in, but two holidays mixed in during this break.
Yes, we will need the conditioning. I know on the way home last night, one of the girls said, "Oh, I can't wait to eat all grandma's food." And I thought, these holidays are coming at a bad time for wrestlers.
Yeah, you'd almost think they'd move wrestling season so you don't have Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's right in the middle of them, right?
Right, these poor kids.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I appreciate you joining us here after a late day, I know, or a late night. I know you got to get up to the meet today, too, and stuff, so we'll catch up with you there. Appreciate you joining us here today, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thanks. Same to you, Jeff.
You bet. Again, Kemper Wrestling Head Coach there, Tracy Huffman, joining us here on this Saturday morning. We're back with more of the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show coming up next year on KCIM.
The holiday season is upon us, and this can often pose challenges when it comes to our health and weight loss goals. I'm Sasha Bloyer.
And I'm Krista Hewton.
We are registered dietitians at St. Anthony Regional Hospital. Try some of these tips to help you stay on track this holiday season.
Number one, eat regularly and do not skip meals.
Be mindful when eating. Eat slowly and savor every bite.
Watch your beverage choices. Hot chocolate, apple cider, and eggnog calories can add up quickly.
Have a plan for those holiday treats. Give them away to neighbors, friends, or others in need.
And finally, get moving. Look for little ways to increase your daily activity. Simply walking can even be effective.
Why wait for tomorrow when you can start today? If you want to get a jump start on your health and nutrition goals, please contact the St. Anthony Chronic Care Center for more information at 712-794-5901.
Always look to the cross. Always St. Anthony.
We're back here on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show talking at Carroll Girls Basketball right now as they pick up a pair of wins this week. Joining us here on this Saturday morning, head coach Katie Cook. And coach, congratulations. Good week for you and the girls and a little history made the way it sounds last night.
Yeah, very exciting. First win at Winterset for me and any of the girls on the team right now. So it's pretty special.
Yeah, you pick up a 50-37 victory last night. How did the game play out? What was the difference for you?
You know, I think in the middle of the game, second, third quarter were tough. We had trouble scoring. We went into halftime up 10, and then just found a way in the fourth quarter to hit our free throws and make some defensive adjustments. Winterset's pretty good at getting to the lane, so we tried to sag off a little bit in the final quarter to keep them out of there, kind of daring them to shoot from the outside, and it paid off for us. So proud of our girls' effort, proud of their defense, proud of them for just finding a way.
How were you able to build that 10-point lead there in the first half?
We were putting on some full court pressure that paid off. It's nice to have a player like Caitlin Aiden at the top of any press. She causes a lot of havoc up there with her length and her speed. So she was able to force some turnovers. Olivia Rowetter was really big for us down the stretch. We ended up with, for the second time this week, three girls in double digits, which it's huge when they can't just focus on one person and we have a team full of girls that can put the ball in the hole. Kate ended up with 13. So did Olivia Rowetter. And Allie Cook had 14 tonight. So that makes us pretty tough to guard.
Did a lot of that come then from the defense creating, some fast break opportunities, or did you guys kind of really handle the half court set as well?
Well, Caitlin had had some outside shots. She hit a couple of threes. We weren't as hot tonight from the outside as we were earlier in the week at Boone. But Olivia Rowetter was huge in the paint. Caitlin hit some free throws down the stretch when they got in a situation where they needed to foul. Tonight it was kind of a balanced game. Winterset plays a tough zone, a matchup zone. And Allie Cook, Analia Ayala had success getting to the lane and then either scoring or dishing. It really helped.
Defensively, to hold them to 37, did you feel pretty good about the way the defense played?
At times it was fine. They drive really hard. They're really good at getting to the lane. So for us, that means we need our help side to help early and get there. We ended up sagging off a little bit. So being able to have players that can make adjustments like that during the game is huge. So a lot of credit to the girls.
You limited them to one shot a lot of possessions?
For the most part, yeah. We
did a good job boxing out. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but the girls with our size and strength and the girls' willingness to go get a body on somebody, our rebounding game has been really good this week.
Coach, you also picked up a win earlier this week over at Boone. Fairly comfortable one there, 53-22. Looks like on paper another good defensive effort from the team.
Yeah, absolutely. We wanted to take away their three-point shot, put a lot of pressure on them, particularly in the first quarter. And again, like I mentioned earlier, it's tough for other teams when we have Caitlin and Aiden on the ball or guarding their point guard or at the top of any press. So we did jump out to a pretty good lead there in the first quarter. Another team that played zone against us the whole game, pretty hot. I think we had 8 threes in the first half, so that always helps.
I know you ended up about 9 of 25 from the three-point range. I know you're not a huge fan of the three, but not against it either. So 8 in the first half. Did you cool off in the second half? Did they adjust? And did you guys go away from that eventually, or how did that play out?
You know, I think it's a combination of cooling off a little bit, and then we wanted to make sure we weren't taking bad shots to blow our lead. We wanted to make sure we were working the ball around, no early threes, nothing forced. So I think that just kind of that game plan in the second half resulted in less three-point shots.
Coach, happy right now with the team sitting? I know you'd probably like to have another win or two in there. You've had some tight losses and stuff, but some good wins this season. So we're headed into the break. You pick up a win to go 2-0 this week. Heading into that, happy with where the team's at right now?
I am. I really enjoy this group of girls. We've got some good basketball players. They're fun to be around. They work hard. And I think at this point in the season, we're learning. We've been learning who we are and what our roles are. And I think at this point, it's just kind of solidifying and we can just keep building. So yeah, I'm very pleased. And I know everybody's looking forward to getting a little time off. We've got some coughs and colds going around. So the timing is good for a break.
What was the celebration like after the win last night?
Really thrilled, really special to get our first win at Winterset and just improve to 4-2. It's a good way to start the break. You know, I told the girls before the game, your break hasn't started yet. You are still on the clock. Don't go on vacation on me right now. We've got 32 minutes to play. So they did a good job. And now I think it's a little bit of you know, obviously happy that you win, but honestly, Jeff, there's a little bit of relief too. Like,
right.
Oh, good. Got that one going into break. It's a good feeling to walk in the gym knowing the last one was a W.
Yeah, great momentum heading into the break. Coach, you guys will be really busy coming out. You got Bondurant, Farrar, and Storm Lake on a Friday, Saturday, right onto the break in early January. So appreciate you joining us here on this Saturday morning. Enjoy the holiday and the little break that you'll probably get here. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you again after the first of the year.
Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach again, Katie Cook with the Carroll Girls basketball team, back with more from the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM.
Legendary Pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salad bar, desserts, and more make up the country's favorite buffet at Pizza Ranch. Share that love with others this holiday season by purchasing Pizza Ranch gift cards. College students, mail carriers, teachers, and bus drivers, to name a few. Great stocking stuffers for friends and family, too. This is Lori from the Carroll Pizza Ranch. We are now offering a $10 coupon with the $50 purchase. We look forward to seeing you this holiday season.
Whoa, that's good.
Randy Beeson, the head boys basketball coach with the Carroll Tigers, joining us here as we wrap up the first half of the season for the Tigers here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us on this Saturday morning.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
You bet, Coach. Another tough one last night for you guys. Couple of games this week. You fell to Boone on Tuesday, and then last night you had to make that long drive down to Winterset. Doesn't seem like there's a good way to get there from Carroll, but you guys made the trip and end up a tough night offensively, scoring just 43 on the night as you fall.
Yeah, we didn't score for about the first 4 minutes of the game. They went on a 10-0 run to start. And we got some good looks. We just didn't get them to fall, and they made some shots. So I got off to a pretty slow start. Ended up being down 9 at the end of the first quarter. Only scored 10 points, and then only scored 7 points in the second quarter. So didn't think it could get worse in the first quarter offensively. And we had the same problem in the second quarter, 3 or 4 minute droughts where we didn't score. And luckily scored a couple baskets at the end of the quarter to get to 17. And luckily in the second half, it was a little bit better.
Coach, getting good looks in the first half, just not going, or not getting good looks against Winterset? Because you were telling me during the break they go man-to-man last night, which is something they rarely do.
Yeah, I mean, typically they're a 2-3 zone team. And, you know, we've done a pretty good job against their zone in the past, and they've gotten them to come out of their zone and play a little man-to-man. And they started off in man-to-man, which I can't imagine they play a bunch of that in practice or practice it a bunch. So, you know, we just tried to spread them out as much as we could and work the basketball and make them have to defend more than 5-10 seconds on the shot clock. And we didn't do a very good job of that. We kind of put our head down and tried to get to the basket and do a few too many things by ourselves instead of working the basketball and moving the ball side to side and making them defend. And you know, we still got fairly good looks, but there's a big difference between a clean look, clean drive to the basket, and a contested one. And we didn't do a very good job of finishing those contested ones. So I really challenged them at halftime to, you know, be a better passer, make the extra pass, work the basketball a little bit more, and not try to take the first available shot and pass up a good shot to get a great shot, you know, some of those things. And they did a good job in the third quarter. Luckily, our defense was a lot better in the third quarter. We only gave up 4 points. We got them to miss, and we got the rebound. We rebounded really well in the third. And it was a tie ball game going in the fourth quarter, and we had our chances and just turned the ball over too much down the stretch to win a close game. So I think we had 4 or 5 turnovers in the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game. And if you want to win close games, you got to find a way to value the basketball and get stops. And unfortunately, they made 3 threes in the fourth quarter, and we didn't execute down the stretch.
Coach, not the way you want to head into the break, not just the loss to Winterset on Friday, but coming off that was a 65-55 loss to Boone, and that one, it seemed like the third quarter kind of get you guys in on Tuesday night.
Yeah, you know, Boone played a little zone, a little unorthodox zone. It's like a 4-out, 1-in type zone with their 6-7 guy kind of plugging up the paint and protecting the basket. So it was one of those nights that we couldn't get our outside shots to fall, and then we didn't do a very good job of finishing around the basket again. And, you know, in the first half, we were up 3 at the end of the first quarter and up 3 at halftime. And, you know, we scored 30 points. So we weren't too bad. And then, you know, it was 30-27, and they ended up scoring 65 points. So our defense in the second half wasn't very good. And offensively, like I said, we struggled to score a little bit. So that was another tough one to take because, you know, we didn't play terrible. But we just got to find a way to make more shots. We got to be more efficient. You know, you're not going to win very many games shooting 35% from the field. So I got to find a way to be more efficient. And we got to do a better job of coaching and putting guys in position to be more efficient instead of feeling like they have to take tough shots. And so 2 games in a row that we got to find a way to be a little bit better. So break is coming at the right time. Take a little break away from everything and relax for a little while. And then after Christmas, we'll get back in the swing of things.
What's going to be the focus in practice when you guys get back to work?
I wish I could say it's just one side of the ball, but offensively we just got to be better, and we're going to have to execute better on the offensive end and execute our sets better. We tried to run a few sets last night, and guys aren't in the right spots. And, you know, if we're going to run more sets, then we got to be able to execute those sets and got to be better in transition and taking care of the basketball. And defensively, obviously every coach is probably saying the same thing, but you got to find a way to get more stops, and you got to have a little more defensive urgency on the defensive end and not just let teams do whatever they want. So, you know, the positive thing we talked about last night was, you know, we have guys that are able to do it. It's just being able to be consistent and be better and be more efficient and get that fighting edge every possession so we can be a little bit better on the defensive end. So I think our guys, like I said, they're good basketball players. They've been playing basketball for a long time. So I think we'll get it figured out. And like I said, that's the nice thing about going into a little break. You get a little breakaway, but then you also get a chance to work on a few things and get back on track.
Well, Coach, hopefully you get a chance to enjoy some time with family. I know you guys will put some hard work in here during the break, but Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll see you a little bit later on today up at the wrestling tournament.
Yep, sounds good. Appreciate all the coverage, Jeff. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you as well.
Head Coach Randy Beeson again with the Carroll Boys basketball team. We'll talk Kemper girls basketball when we come back here on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show.
From all of us at Mid-Iowa Insurance and Real Estate, we wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're so grateful to serve this wonderful area we live in and help you with your insurance and real estate needs. Whether you're protecting what matters most or finding your dream home, we're here for you this holiday season and into the new year. Wishing you peace, joy, and happiness in 2025 from all of us at your Mid-Iowa team.
Peach Ranch Coaches Show rolling on this Saturday morning. Let's talk a little Kemper girls basketball right now as head coach Justin Yetmar joining us. And Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. Congrats on the nice win on over Spencer Thursday. And, you know, you get that trip down to St. Albert a little bit later on today. So appreciate you joining us here today and best of luck coming up tonight.
Yeah, appreciate it, Jeff. Anytime.
You bet, Coach. Three games actually in this week. Let's start with that Spencer one Thursday night. Pretty good performance for you and the girls. You get out early the way it looks and took the lead and kind of dominated, it looked like, the middle part of the game in the second and third quarter.
Yeah, we put a heavy emphasis on starting a little faster. You know, our starts have kind of been our Achilles heel. So we really put a focus on starting fast, and they got up 5-0 right away, but we rebounded from that slower start much quicker. And then our pressure just weared on them. I believe we were relentless. We were flying around, which is what we want to do. And, you know, you kind of saw that through stretches of the, you know, late second quarter, definitely the third quarter, and then early fourth quarter. We just, you know, you just put that pressure on, and it paid off for us.
Were you pressing half court defense? What was really good that led to the energy defensively?
It was both ends. Our pressure, you know, we had to make a little adjustment with our starting lineup. Olivia Schenkelberg had a illness, and Sierra Pudin stepped in, and, you know, she is such a relentless defender.
Yes.
And we put her at the top of our pressure, and she just kind of created havoc. And, you know, you got Kaylee and Charlotte and Elsa and Carson, Addie Antover. You know, they're just very athletic. And, you know, it felt like we were everywhere. And at times, I'm sure it felt like we had six girls on the court. And in the half court, we put this unique style of zone. And, you know, for it to work, you really got to fly around and contest shots and be really active. And the girls were against Spencer.
Coach, with the defensive pressure, were you guys able to create turnovers, and did that lead to easy offense, or did you have to execute in the half court on the offensive end?
It was a little bit of both. You know, I wouldn't say we turned them over some, but, you know, we didn't turn them over a ton. We sped them up, I would say. We sped them up, and then, you know, we did have to execute in the half court. They do a good job. They kind of hang their hat on the defensive end. You know, they run a mix of a 1-3-1 and man. So they kind of had us off balance at times. But, you know, Elsa's she watches a lot of film. She recognized defenses pretty quick and got us into the right sets.
She's off to a really strong start. Looks to be a little different this year than last year. Not that she didn't have a great season last year, but, you know, just another year older this season.
She is. She played a lot of basketball in the spring, and, you know, she put a lot of time in this summer, and it's paying off. She's kind of a perfectionist. So if she's not shooting it well, you just notice she's going to get up extra shots. She's just going to put in more time to figure that out. And, you know, I think she's shooting 40% on the year from three, which is really, really solid. So yeah, she's off to a great start. She's been our catalyst on the offensive end. And, you know, we're going to kind of lean on that for the remainder of the season.
Now, it looks like you've got several different girls that can kind of step in, you know, and be that second scorer each night.
Yeah, last night, Carson Overmull, she knocked down some shots. And Carson's a very capable scorer. Once she finds that confidence, she's very, very capable of scoring. Kaylee Simons, she's not shooting as well as she would like right now, but I have all the confidence in the world in that kid. Her shot looks great. It's just kind of one of those things. And, you know, we tell her, you know, shooters shoot them way out of kind of slumps, and she'll get it figured out. Charlotte Hackford, you know, last week she had, you know, 14 points. You know, she's looking more confident, more aggressive. You know, and Sierra's not a huge offensive threat, but man, in transition, she's so fast that she puts so much pressure. I think she had three layups in transition last night by just running the floor. So yeah, we're going to be, you know, a little mixed every night. Could be a little different based on matchups. But that's what's great. You have girls just ready to step in and step up. And we saw that last night and, you know, previous in the games that we've played this year.
Coach, was it a nice bounce back after kind of a tough road trip down to Atlantic? You mentioned a quicker start. That was a slow start that night that maybe kind of cost you the game.
Yeah. Atlantic's a really, really good basketball team. They're doing a great job down there. They have a fantastic, you know, post presence with Peyton Harder. And, you know, we feel like we're definitely in that same, you know, realm of a basketball team as the Atlantics. So it was a little disappointing for us, you know, Tuesday night. We played really, really hard. We didn't shoot it very well. They're long. They kind of forced us to shoot shots a little deeper than we would have liked. I think we settled a little bit early on, especially. So yeah, but you know, these girls, they're resilient. You know, we have the mentality of can't change it. We just got to learn from it and get better. And they showed that on, you know, against Spencer.
Coach, you guys, as I mentioned early on, back in action coming up later tonight. You guys head down to St. Albert, a late afternoon game. I think about 3 o'clock is about the anticipated start of the varsity game. So they're undefeated, ranked number 6 right now. What are you looking at with the matchup, and what do you want to see from the girls? Because this is the last one before the break.
Yeah, we want to build off of, you know, our defensive pressure that we had against Spencer. And, you know, there's no doubt we will have our hands full. They pressure you. They're relentless defensively. They play really hard. They have a really good basketball player and Ava Underwood. So, you know, we're definitely going to have our hands full. You know, and that's just kind of standard so far for us and with our schedule. So, you know, our goal is, like any game, go down, compete, give our best effort, we'll be prepared, and kind of let the chips fall where they may.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time here on this Saturday morning. Best of luck coming up later on today. Looking forward to seeing how you and the girls do. Have a Merry Christmas as well and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Jeff. Always appreciate the coverage. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Justin Yetmar again with the Kemper Girls basketball team. We're back with more of the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show coming up here on KCIM.
No, Santa's flying around the world on Christmas Eve. What if something goes wrong with his sleigh or reindeer?
Santa, his sleigh, and his reindeer are all insured by Mid-Iowa Insurance. They have replacement coverage for the sleigh and medical coverage for Santa and his reindeer.
Oh, that's good. We need to tell everybody that Santa's insured by Mid-Iowa Insurance.
Let your Mid-Iowa team give you a free quote. Santa trusts Mid-Iowa, so you can too. Mid-Iowa Insurance and Real Estate.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
We're talking with Eric Noggle here on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show. Of course, he is the boys wrestling coach of the Carroll Tigers. They've got their big tournament coming up at home a little bit later on this morning. So, Coach, I appreciate you peeling a little bit of time out of your busy Saturday morning to join us.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Not a problem.
You bet, Coach. You guys had a meet earlier this week, Thursday. Luckily, you got to be home in that one as well, as you hosted both North Polk and Gilbert. Picked up a pretty convincing win against Gilbert. Had several guys pick up wins in that one, and then ended up falling in a fairly tight one to North Polk. Overall, your thoughts on the night as a whole?
I don't know. I'm a little disappointed, a little fact. I mean, I think Gilbert, yeah, we wrestled well, but nothing against Gilbert. They came out and they fought in positions and really showed us, kind of opened our eyes a little bit about what we're giving up and how to fight through matches and what a little confidence will do for you. Like, we got the ball rolling pretty good against Gilbert, and then all of a sudden we kind of hit a little rough patch. We start skidding out a little bit, and then, like I said, give Gilbert credit. They hammered down and started wrestling tough and got some confidence and upset us in some of the weights that I thought wouldn't be much of, not much of a match, but more of, you know, shouldn't be much problem, but we're going to have to work and do some things right that I thought maybe we were ahead, that we would come ahead out of, and then it didn't happen that way. So credit to them. They wrestled hard, and they got some young kids in there and did a great job. I mean, Scott does a great job with the program. Whenever you wrestle Gilbert, you're going to get a fight, and their lighter weights came out and took it to us in some spots. And then that kind of led into North Polk a little bit, which made me a little nervous in the fact of wrestling North Polk. And I knew what they beat us last year and what they were coming back with. And we had to do a lot of things right, and they were going to move some people, which made us have to move some people. So it was a little strategic game there. And they got the best of us. I mean, I think we gave up. So we were going to give up 18 points, but we ended up giving up one, and then they double forfeited at 106, so they gave us one because they're open at they switched their 6-pounder to 13, who's a state qualifier, and then so, you know, they beat us by 14 points, and we got to find ways to score and move people and wrestle in positions, and that's the takeaway I got out of it. A little disappointed in that, and we're not where we should be at this point of the year.
What's kind of the conversation you're going to have with the guys then going into the tournament today?
We got to find ways to win. We got to find ways to wrestle. We got to find who's going to lead this, who's going to run this train and operate this bus. That's what we need. We need to find guys who are going to step in. And we got some guys that are hurt, and we got some guys that aren't at weight. And bottom line is, we got to stop making excuses and finding ways to make things happen. And we're better than what we go out and wrestle and perform. And I don't know if it's just because we had that week off with the snow or the ice, and we didn't get to wrestle that Saturday, and it just – Christmas break long. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm just a little disappointed in some of our actions. So we got to find ways to win, and we got to find ways to drill and find ways to practice and pick up our intensity and how we're doing things and really get refocused. I think that's our biggest problem is that focus. And I think they're relying on us to get them focused, where again, last how many years we've had some kids in there where we didn't really have to worry about getting the focus. They got control of it, and they figured out the focus, and everybody just kind of jumped in place and did what they were supposed to, you know, the way a team should function. And right now we're just trying to find out how we can make that function and how we can do that and just wrestle. I mean, it comes down to basic common things of wrestling and positioning and things that they all know. And I don't know if it's just the pressure, if it's just them. There's just a lot of questions that I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do, but we'll find out today what's going to happen. If we learned from it or we didn't, or if that's just where we're at right now, or whatever the answers to those questions are.
Coach, as we go back to that Gilbert match here, you got both of the Cluckies, Caden and Owen, got you wins, and then probably as anticipated, Kieran and Quentin win. But Simon Ludwig getting you a win, kind of breaking into the varsity lineup, it seems like, here lately.
Yeah, that kid, God, that's probably the most exciting. He's such a hardworking kid. Doesn't say much, goes about to work. As a matter of fact, the day before we were talking about standing in the spotlight, and we looked at Simon, and Simon doesn't like the spotlight. He's kind of that quiet kid. He's not like Cooper, you know, he's completely different. And he sat there and he's quiet and he doesn't like the spotlight. And I made the comment, I was like, heck, Simon will be happy never wrestling varsity. You know, he's kind of that type of kid. Well, I pulled him out of the stands today and he went out and gave it heck and wrestled really, really well. I mean, that's what we're trying to get at with the kids. Like, you know, Simon's working hard and it pays off. And he did everything we asked him, and his ears are open, and he's coachable, and he's doing the things that we ask him to do, and he's doing the things that practices. And it's not the best part of everything. It's not always, you know, spectacular, but all we're doing is asking for effort and fight, and that's what Simon gave us. And we needed that shot in the arm against Gilbert. And then, you know, it came again against North Polk, and we needed it, and he had an opportunity to win that. And he took it, and he used it, and I couldn't be prouder of the kid. He's one of those kids that you love to death, and he works hard and keeps his mouth shut, and he just yes sirs and does what you ask him to do. And that's what we need. So very happy for him, very proud. It was an awesome time. Coaches loved it.
Caden Clucky, another one of those guys that seemed like he had a pretty good Thursday night.
Yeah, Caden came out really, really well. He's that kid that's always had wrestling in his blood, and he's been around it his entire life. You know, we're just kind of waiting to see what Caden we're going to get. Are we going to get the Caden that thinks he's good and just going to kind of scoot by and do the bare minimum, or is he going to be that kid that we can coach and answer questions and put his shoes on and go to work? And right now he's that kid that can put his shoes on and go to work and keep his ears open, and good things are going to happen to Caden. He's wrestling really, really well, and he's going to lose some matches here and there, but yeah, he had a very good Thursday and very coachable in those situations, and that's what we're looking for.
This tournament you guys host today, always really, really strong. Who's the teams that you're looking at along with you guys in Kemper here today?
Westwood, Sloan, they're always tough. They're in there. We're adding a ACGC, so they want to jump in the tournaments. We have 11 teams. Green County is going to give you a fight. Kirk Davis, he does a great job with those guys. Pocahontas, Manson. Another new team that we have is Coach Hemer's team of OABCIG. They want it in a little bit, and I think that's going to be a good thing. The nice thing about our tournament is there's a mixture of good and a mixture of kind of average in there, and you can win some matches, and you can come out and you can get tested too. So this year, it's going to be up for grabs. It's going to come down to bonus points, and it's going to come down to who's going to score points in advance. And it's 1,000% where we're going to find out where we're at and where everybody else is in this whole deal too. So I don't know. I'm excited for this tournament. I think this is probably the most like level even tournament that we've had in a while. So it'll be fun.
Well, coaches, I always appreciate all the time here today. Wish you the best of luck. We'll see you up there at the tournament a little bit later on this morning.
I appreciate it. Thanks for all you do. And as always, go Tigers.
Head coach Eric Noggle again with the Carroll Boys Wrestling Team. Back with more coming up here on KCIM.
Tune in each Monday morning and afternoon for the IKM Manning Minute. We'll be talking with the students about what they're doing and learning each week. The IKM Manning Minute is brought to you by Next Gen Ag Supply in Templeton.
Kemper Boys basketball coach Sean Minahan joining us here on this Saturday morning as the Kemper Knights head into the break with a perfect record right now, picking up a win over Winnebago on Thursday night down at the Long Lines Rec Center, part of a tournament down there. They sit 6-0. Coach, congratulations. This has been a crazy busy week for you, three road games, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So we appreciate you giving us some time here on this Saturday morning as we head into the break.
Yeah, it's been a long week, but it was a fun week.
Yeah, fun for sure. Started on Monday night, Coach. You know, Van Meter's been a power in 2A boys basketball for a while now, so everybody knew this could be maybe a test for you guys. You went down there. You end up with a 15-point win. You were up 25-26 in the second half for a while. So a fairly comfortable win. Got to be happy with the way the guys went down there and kind of took care of business the way it sounded early.
Yeah, I mean, I think, trying to remember, yeah, first quarter it was just it was 17-16 at the end of the first, and, you know, second quarter we're able to blow it open, outscored them 25-8 in the second quarter, and it was just, it was a lot of transition offense is what it was, so getting the rebound, getting defensive stops, and just getting some runouts and spreading the floor and playing in space, and you know, that second quarter was really the difference of the game. Third quarter, we came out pretty fast. They closed strong, but that was I was really happy with the way I thought we came out of this out of halftime really well and established ourselves, and then they made a run towards the end of the third.
Coach, it seems like it's been a trend for you guys this year that, you know, teams stay somewhat close with you in the second or first quarter, and then somewhere in that second quarter, you just seem to take control of ball games. That sounded like kind of what happened in that Van Meter game.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is, part of it is just the tempo that we play. Sometimes we give up some easy baskets, but at the same time, it's just us establishing a pace of the game. I think teams maybe try to keep pace with it, and it kind of works a little bit early on, and then just the consistency that we're able to do it, and it's just the depth of, you know, we have seven guys, I think, who are not only starting caliber guys, but like guys that would be the best player in other people's team. I'm not saying that in a way to come off cocky. I just think that's the level of talent we have on our team this year.
Coach, you guys get out of that game, got a couple of guys maybe a little bit banged up, but got out of that game okay, and then you headed down to Atlantic on Tuesday night. Very comfortable win down there. You put up 90, you come back Thursday and do the same thing, picking up almost 100, beating a Winnebago out of Nebraska, 97-51. You've put up now 90 or more in three of your last four games. I know we talk a lot about the offense, and you just mentioned it. You have so many different guys that can score, but what are defenses trying to do to slow down the tempo or slow you guys down?
For the most part, that's the thing is, you know, with our ability to shoot the basketball, it makes it really, really tough for teams to play zone. Harlan, 2 weeks ago, they showed a little bit of zone, but, you know, we were able to move the ball really well and attack gaps, and we still have that ability to shoot the ball well from the outside. So, I mean, the biggest thing is, like, when we scored 49 points, I think, at Atlantic in the first half, and we only attempted two threes for the half, and we didn't make either one of them. So we scored 49 points without making a three in the first half. And even, I mean, Van Meter, I think we made four threes for the game, three or four threes. Harlan, we made a couple early. So some of those games we're scoring, you know, 90 points, we're not really shooting the ball that well. It's just the pace, the consistency that we play with. Even when teams do score, we're able to get a shot off, and usually we are able to get to the rim within the first, you know, 5 seconds of a possession. So it's just that consistency, I think, that kind of beats down on teams too.
Coach, one of the things that's interesting to me, I kept hearing during the offseason after the way last season ended, a team with size that could give you trouble if you don't go out and shoot the three well. You're talking about you guys not even taking a lot of threes. You guys, it seems like it's been a challenge accepted by this group of guys of physicality is not going to affect us, and it doesn't matter if we're shooting the three or not, we're still going to beat you.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we haven't really faced a team that does have a lot of size yet. You know, we do have Ryan, who adding him is definitely going to be huge for us. You know, we've seen, a couple of guys of some size, not exactly tall guys. We struggled with Atlantic. They had a McLaren kid who went for 25 points on us, but, I mean, it was on over 20 shots, so, but he was still able to have success with us. So that's something, defending the post is something we still do need to get better at. But it's just the tempo of the game. If we're able to play fast and have some success early, teams are going to have to try to adjust so they can guard us with the way we can score the basketball. And I think that's a benefit to us, where if a team might have a big guy, if he can't run the floor and keep pace with the game, it's going to be tough for him to stay out on the court consistently throughout the game.
Coach, I didn't know anything about Winnebago. You kind of had to search to find some stuff, I'm sure, means they're an out-of-state program. But what did you learn about your team in that game on Thursday night?
In the first quarter, we learned that we didn't want to play defense very well. So we had to call a timeout. Had to do a little butt chewing, and because we played a little selfish in the first half defensively, We were a little aggressive going after some steals that we weren't really in a good position to get. We did get some of them, but the ones we didn't get, we would just kind of jog behind it instead of hustling to make up for the fact that we just got ourselves out of position, and we gave them some easy looks. Our rotations weren't very clean. Our communication wasn't very good. So we chewed a little butt, and our guys responded defensively really, really well. We shot the basketball really well, which was nice, especially in an arena like that because we're at the Tyson Center. So that's something that was the most intriguing thing about going there is we do want to end up at the state tournament. So you want to be able to shoot the ball well in an arena in that open setting. It's usually a little bit different, and we did shoot the ball extremely well from the outside, so that was fun for us. I think that was that and the ability that we can respond, get stops, and take control of the game was really good.
Coach, with the way you guys are playing, do you wish there wasn't a break right now, or are you guys ready for it as a team?
I think we're ready for it. It was a long week. We had three away games this week. You know, the drive to Van Meter was long on a Monday night. You turn around Tuesday, you drive to Atlantic, which is, for us, an hour road trip, and is a short road trip. And then you go to you drive to Sioux Center for that game on Thursday, which the weather was not the funnest to drive in. It was a little windy, so the ride there was definitely a little rough. The ride home wasn't too bad. One, because you're happy, one, but two, luckily the wind had died down a little bit. But I think it's one of those where we're excited for the break. Brock sprained his ankle on Monday. He's feeling better. He got a little bit of a run for us on Thursday night. So get him healthy because we have some really big things coming after break that we're really excited about.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, it's been a fun year so far. Looking forward to the second half of the season. You got some great games to open things up. So appreciate you joining us here today. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and get some rest.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you, just enjoy the New Year's and some well-rested time enjoying some college football playoffs.
Absolutely. Head coach again, Sean Minahan with the Kemper Boys basketball team. We're back. Coming up next right here on KCIM.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Deb Danner, the head boys swim coach with the Carroll Tigers, joining us here on the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show. Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. And what are you going to do with a Saturday with no meat?
Right? A Saturday with no meat. I mean, this is kind of different for us.
It is.
For me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be a full strange. It's got to be a full strange week, though. Two home meets and then no meat on Saturday, all in the same week.
Right. I didn't have to travel anywhere, and I don't have to travel anywhere Saturday. I guess I can just get ready for the holidays.
There you go. Is this a first since you took over the program where you had two home meets and then no meat on a Saturday in the same week?
No, we've had it before.
Okay.
But, yeah, it doesn't happen real often, but.
Yeah, got to be your favorite weeks of the season. Let's get started talking a little bit about how things went. You guys hosted Sioux City earlier this week on Monday. They're a pretty solid ball club. You've told us about that already earlier this year, and they ended up winning that day. But I got the sense in the email you sent that you were still pretty pleased with where the guys are at right now.
Oh, absolutely. The boys are still swimming strong, so... Yeah. Yes, they have a very solid team. But you know, we're a team of nine up against a team of 21,
yep.
and it's tough. But you know, the boys do everything they can, and you know, like I said, we had some really good swims, and I'm not disappointed with that at all.
Yeah, who or what events did you feel really did a good job? I know you had some first places, some second places, but for you, I think sometimes, yes, you want to win, but it's about the times they're swimming in the events more than it is where they play. So which one stood out for you in that night?
Right. So we had Tegan Renzi swim in the two free. He did great with that. He went 147. Just edged out their swimmer, Carson Hoke. So, that was a fun, exciting race to watch. Legan Cease, in his 100 fly, every meet, he's just like dropping a second. So he's excited about what he's going to be looking like come the end of the year. I mean, we're all excited about it, but he's just like really pumped and just keeps going. And that's awesome. I love watching that excitement from the boys. Brody Screen is still dropping time in his 100 breaststroke, so he's really thrilled about that too. So yeah, we've had some really good swims, we're going to keep working at it and just kind of keep making improvements.
From Tuesday and Wednesday practice, then I know you mentioned that you kind of really been focusing on the starts and the turns. Was that kind of the focus on Tuesday and Wednesday in practice?
Yeah, pretty much. When we swam against Sioux City, it really kind of highlighted our turns being a little bit sluggish. So, it's like, okay, I see something we need to work on. And Tuesday and Wednesday, we worked a lot on starts and turns, trying to get stronger starts out there and faster turns. So, like I said, we worked on those. And then Thursday, when we swam, it showed that they were paying attention and really tried hard to make their turns faster. And so, yeah, it was good to see that, the boys are absorbing this information and we're actually making progress. So that's a good thing.
How much is that going to help, do you think, the second half? Because now you'll have even more time here over the break to focus on that and any other things that you're kind of concerned about at this time of the year.
Yeah, it's going to help. They know my expectations now of their starts and turns and in practice what I'm expecting to see. So, as long as they keep that up, we'll be good. And then we can kind of work on our technique a little bit more. Technique is just something you work on all the time. Nobody has perfect technique all the time. So, that's just an ongoing thing. So we'll keep working on that. Like I said, as long as they know my expectations of starts and turns and in practices where it has to happen so that it can happen in a meet. So, hopefully they'll keep that going and we can just kind of work on strength and technique and get into that second half of the season and hopefully really start developing some really fast times.
You beat Atlantic, fell to Boone in a tight one at home on Thursday night. Pleased overall with how things went on Thursday?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Boys did a fantastic job. We gave Tegan an opportunity to swim a couple of different events. Did very well with those. Went a 22 in his 50 and a 47 in his 100 freeze. So, that was fun to watch. Once again, Legan dropped another second in his 100 butterfly. So, as long as he keeps going in that direction, we're going to be good. We'll be solid there. Brody dropped another second in his 100 breaststroke. So that was, that's really good for him. Landon Cadwell threw him in the 200 free. Haven't had him in there yet this season. So he went a 157. So, that was an exciting thing to see. So, we know we're going to have a solid 200 and 500 swimmer come the end of the season with that boy. So that's pretty exciting for him, for the whole team. So, yeah, it's just been, it was a really good meet. The boys swam some really good times. Real thrilled with it.
Coach, I know you'll give the boys probably Christmas Day and New Year's Day. What other days do you get off with not having practice, and when will you guys practice over the break?
We have Sunday off. All of that, no, we don't take a day off.
Yeah, you can't have them out of the pool for long, right?
No, you're out of the water, and you start to lose it in a hurry. So it's got to be a constant. We got to keep going at it. But no, you know, we'll be able to practice in the morning. So that way we got the days to do other things instead of cutting into the middle of the day. So the boys are excited about that. Yeah, they have to get up in the morning and make their way to Carroll. But I think they'd rather be done early than have to come into Carroll at 4 in the afternoon. So, So we're going to keep going. We swim Christmas Eve. We swim New Year's Eve. So, we'll keep going. We'll work hard. And they get a couple of days off. So it's all good.
Well, Coach, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Enjoy a little bit of time off with the family. So we appreciate you joining us here today, and we'll catch up with you again after the first of the year.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Deb Danner again with the Carroll Boys Swim Team, back with more from the Peach Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM.
The holiday season is upon us, and this can often pose challenges when it comes to our health and weight loss goals. I'm Sasha Bloyer.
And I'm Krista Hewton.
We are registered dietitians at St. Anthony Regional Hospital. Try some of these tips to help you stay on track this holiday season.
Number one, eat regularly and do not skip meals.
Be mindful when eating. Eat slowly and savor every bite.
Watch your beverage choices. Hot chocolate, apple cider, and eggnog calories can add up quickly.
Have a plan for those holiday treats. Give them away to neighbors, friends, or others in need.
And finally, get moving. Look for little ways to increase your daily activity. Simply walking can even be effective.
Why wait for tomorrow when you can start today? If you want to get a jump start on your health and nutrition goals, please contact the St. Anthony Chronic Care Center for more information at 712-794-5901.
Always look to the cross. Always St. Anthony.
We're talking here this morning with Joe Daniels, of course. He is the head girls wrestling coach with the Carroll Tigers, joining us here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Tigers wrestled earlier this week against Denison, Schleswig, and Gilbert on the road. They'll head and are on the road down to ADM for the Raccoon River Conference meet coming up a little bit later on this morning. Joe, as always, we appreciate some time. I know how busy the weekends can be, so thanks very much for joining us here on this Saturday morning.
Oh, absolutely. Great to be here.
You bet, Coach. You guys had to travel to Gilbert, so you'll be on the road twice this week in 3 days, but picked up a really nice win against Gilbert on Thursday night, winning 39-36. And then you and I were talking during the commercial break. Girls wrestled really well, some of their best matches, even though you lost overall to Denison and Schleswig. So sounds like fairly pleased with how Thursday night went.
Yeah, I mean, overall, we couldn't ask for much more. Obviously, you prefer wins at the ends of some of those matches. That's what you're there to do. But at the end of the day, we're still ramping up. We're still trying to find our identity. So we need to try new things every once in a while. And so the coaching staff and I, we decided we were really going to try to push some girls out of their comfort zone and ask them to do some things they don't normally do. And we were putting up good points and had some leads there that kind of trickled away towards the end of some matches. But, yeah, overall, I mean, we proved that we do have an offense and we know how to get to it now. And when the going gets tough in some of these long all-day tournaments, we know that we can score points at the end of matches when we need to. So, yeah, we got a lot out of that.
Who were some of the girls that you gave kind of a different strategy to on Thursday night, especially against Dennis and Schleswig, that went out and performed well, even if they didn't get the win?
Well, we asked a couple of girls to try out some different weight classes, like Bree Kiger. But as far as strategy goes, you know, Cam Kincaid comes to mind, Ayla Noggle. We asked them to really push the pace. Their style is usually more of a defensive style, and we thought that we could have more success against Denison if we really fired off early in the match and got a lead. A couple of the other girls, you know, it's more specific stuff, just certain moves on bottom or top. We wanted to see them try those that we've seen them in the room have in their back. You know, we call it keeping it in their back pocket. It's something that we know, but we don't always want to show. And every once in a while, you gotta bring it out just to prove you can do it. And some of these girls were hitting those moves and doing good things. And every once in a while, we were just kind of getting caught.
in some of that stuff that was new to them.
Coach, you mentioned Bree Kiger, a young lady that, you know, I had to take some time off after the incident over there at the Nevada meet early this year. So now that she's returned, how's she coming along and where's she growing right now?
Well, Bree Kiger is probably one of the biggest fighters that we have. I mean, in a little 115-pound package, I mean, she's an all-around workhorse. I mean, she puts in more time than anybody else. She works harder than just about anybody else. She's lifting extra weights. She's taking extra reps in the room. She's always ready to go wherever you need her to go, whatever weight class, I mean, whatever strategy you want to throw at her. She's a real go-getter, and I can't say enough about her. Again, you know, she came back after a lengthy injury, and there was a lot of rust that needed to get knocked off. Maybe the shape wasn't 100% there, but health-wise, she was ready, so we decided to let her go. She just really wanted to get on the mat. She's, like I said, she put so much work into it. She just loves the mat. We had to get her out there. So hopefully we'll have a better outcome from her this Saturday when she gets to open up some things and, you know, see some opponents she hasn't seen before. But yeah, basically she's just coming out there and she's trying to conserve whatever energy she has left and just work and work and work and do whatever coaches ask from her.
Coach, let's talk about the win over Gilbert. Big one, just 39-36. So that late win from Emma Daniels with the win by fall gave you guys the win. But how big was that for this team and to get so many wins and so many of them by fall in that match?
Well, honestly, I mean, what it came down to was our freshmen. I mean, we've been talking about them since the season preview. The freshmen are going to have to step up. They're going to have to help the team right out of the gate. We had all three of them in varsity, and all three of them came through with wins. And, you know, without those points, we wouldn't have been able to win that meet. And I hate to correct you there, but we actually started at the heavyweight.
Ah.
So, Skylar Bloyer was last to the mat. The meet was tied 36-36, and I have my freshman 170-pounder out there. And she gutted out a close 2-1 win in order to seal the deal for us to win by three. So it was definitely a moment for her, and hopefully that momentum that she got will send her into ADM with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, to win that 2-1, what was the difference for her? And that's huge for a freshman to do that.
Yes, and you know she's doing what we're preaching. She's staying in good position. She was on bottom and she kept standing up and she kept standing up no matter how many times the girl returned her. And eventually she was able to get a locked hands call that tied it 1-1. And then she got the escape and she won 2-1. And that was the whole match. I mean, you know, each wrestler got one escape and she was able to get that locked hands call. And that's what happens when you don't stop and you just keep standing up over and over and over and over again. Eventually your opponent makes mistakes.
Coach, you headed to the Raccoon River Conference today. Sounds like the girls should be heading in there with some confidence. What's the plan? What's the goal for today?
The goal is very similar to what we did Thursday. We want to score early in as many matches as we can. We've been working on top a lot. So we want to get early takedowns, and we want to keep girls down. We don't want to let them go. If we have to win 3-0, that's fine. As we go through the match and we continue to discourage the opponent from getting up, you know, if we find openings, we're going to get back points. But for the most part, we really want to show off our ability to ride and keep girls down. That's what we're looking for.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time. Best of luck coming up later today at the Raccoon River Conference. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as well. And we look forward to catching up with you after the first of the year.
You too. Thank you so much.
You bet. Head Coach Joe Daniels again with the Carroll Girls Wrestling Team. Back with more from the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show coming up here on KCIM.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at Collins Aerospace. We are a proud member of the Carroll community and can't wait to continue supporting Carroll in 2025. Happy holidays from Collins Aerospace.
Back here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show, let's talk some Kemper boys wrestling right now. As head coach Shane Vaughn joining us. And coach, appreciate you chiseling out a little time on this busy Saturday morning as you and the guys get ready to wrestle up at the Carroll Tournament this morning. But appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, appreciate it. Glad to be here.
You bet, Coach. Looking forward to today, getting a chance to get out there and see you and the guys out on the mats a little bit later on this morning. Looking forward to that. But let's bounce back. You guys had some matches on Thursday night. You traveled down to Atlantic to take on Atlantic and Lewis Central. Came out of there falling in both. Had some guys, though, pick up some nice wins. Kind of overall thoughts for you on the night?
It was a pretty frustrating night for us overall. You know, like you said, we had a couple little bright spots here and there. Some JV guys did a few things well. A couple guys had moments where they looked good, but overall not the complete performance that we're looking to have at this point in the year. So just something to kind of flush in the past and move on from and hopefully improve and, you know, not look like that again.
Seems like a lot of teams may be going through that, not just in wrestling. Do you think the holiday break right around the corner getting into the kids' minds a little bit?
It could be. You know, kids, everyone starts looking, you know, closer and closer you get to Christmas towards that time off and a little more relaxation and time with family. So that definitely could be a factor. But, you know, every team in the state's in the same boat calendar-wise. So we got to focus in and not let it affect us that way.
Owen Knepple got a 12-11 victory against Atlantic for you there. That's a tight one. How did that one finish out? How was he able to get that win?
Yeah, he kind of found himself in a hole early on, but he kept wrestling, found a way to fight through, and got, I believe, a reversal and some back points late in the match to put himself in the lead and then had a tough ride out to secure the victory. So good to see him, you know, fighting all 6 minutes and battling through and not giving up early on when it would have been easy to do so.
Coach, has that been an easy thing or a difficult thing with the new scoring this year to kind of convince kids that, hey, even if you give up 7 or 8 right off of the bat and you're down, you can make that up. There's plenty of time because the score differential seems to be impacting things quite a bit this year.
Yeah, I mean, you can blow matches out in a hurry if you want. You know, scoring, if you're putting points together, if you're putting people there back, it can open up in a hurry, but that can also work against you. So, you know, anytime we're down big, you know, it's always been 1 point at a time looking to get it back. Don't try to score, but just 1 point at a time, working your way back methodically. So if we go with that view, you don't really have to change a whole lot here, but you can open it up pretty quick.
Mason Vanami got a pin right at the end of the first period, the way it looked. So what did he use to get the kid down and secure that win?
Yeah, he did a great job actually driving through a shot. So he has a habit of getting into legs and just working on, you know, having some struggles early on finishing. So it was really good to see him come up to his feet and drive to that shot and end up putting the kid right there back. So big step forward for him there.
Sam Roeder to win by fall in the third and early in the third. Kind of the same thing, getting in and just being aggressive?
Yeah. You know, he went up a weight there, weighed in at 190, went up to 215 to wrestle that one and didn't make excuses about size. Just kind of wore the kid down and picked his openings and went out and got the fall for us, so that was really good for him to go out and do that as a senior.
Those were your three wins the other night. Anybody that maybe didn't win but still wrestled really well for you?
So Caleb Hoffman had a pretty good match. He's wrestling the Atlantic kid who in the past has definitely had our number and kind of, you know, been able to put up a lot of points on us, and Caleb closed the gap for sure. Actually carried a lead for a good chunk of that match and didn't quite manage to close it out on top, but showed some improvement and growth, and, you know, it's something to build forward to, and I hope we see them, you know, a couple more times this year, because that's a good match for them.
The Lewis Central match kind of got away from you the way it looked somewhat early. Had some forfeits early to put you guys down in the team scoring, but who stood out for you in that, even through a loss?
Case Cook, freshman, you know, pretty green still, but in the varsity lineup, and he's fighting and battling, and, you know, like, he's green, he's going to make mistakes, but he's going to battle, and you're never going to question his effort, so he's just got to learn from his mistakes and keep building forward, and he's a tough kid, a smart kid, so he's going to improve as the year goes on.
You mentioned some JV guys did pretty well. Who stood out for you on the JV mats?
So we actually have a foreign exchange student from Germany who, you know, brand new to the sport of wrestling entirely, you know, had to learn all the rules on day one and went out and got his first ever win in the duel. So that was pretty big moment for him, pretty cool to see the guys rally around him with that. And then Caden Honlos had some good moments as well.
another freshman that, you know, going out and wrestling, you know, pretty tough.
Coach, you guys headed up to Carroll just across town later on today, so not too far to travel for a weekend event. But what are you hoping to see? What's the goals for Kemper today up at the Carroll tournament?
I'm just looking for the, you know, the output, the attitude our guys carry into it. You know, what kind of focus do we have? What kind of intensity, aggression? How's our fight look if we fall down? Yeah, just more the way we approach the match and how are we conducting ourselves and what does our effort look like out there? Especially if we get behind early, how are we continuing to fight through a match?
Do you feel like this is a good time for the break to be coming up, or would you rather not have the break at this point of the season with the way things are going right now?
That might be easier to answer after we see how the tournament goes. Just, you know, see how we're feeling at the end of the day and kind of go from there.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here this morning. We'll see you here in a few hours up there at Carroll High. Best of luck. Also, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Shane Vaughn again with the Kemper Boys Wrestling Team back with more here on KCIM.
Legendary Pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salad bar, desserts, and more make up the country's favorite buffet at Pizza Ranch. Share that love with others this holiday season by purchasing Pizza Ranch gift cards. College students, mail carriers, teachers, and bus drivers, to name a few. Great stocking stuffers for friends and family, too. This is Lori from the Carroll Pizza Ranch. We are now offering a $10 coupon with the $50 purchase. We look forward to seeing you this holiday season.
Whoa, that's good.
Let's wrap up this Saturday Coaches Show here, the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. We'll be off next week due to the holidays, but we will be back with our first show of 2025 coming up on Saturday, January the 4th. I do want to thank again Tracy Hoffman, Katie Cook, Randy Beeston, Justin Yetmar, Eric Noggle, Sean Minahan, Deb Danner, Joe Daniels, and Shane Vaughn all for joining us here today. Local sports again today. Kemper girls basketball team down at St. Alberta later on this evening. Varsity about 5 o'clock tonight. In wrestling, Carroll Boys Tournament going on. Gets underway at 10 this morning. Kemper Boys will be up there. ESAC girls and South Central Calhoun girls go to the Boone Tournament. South Central Calhoun and Coon Rapids Bear boys are at the Ridgeview Duels Tournament. All Audubon boys are at the WIC Conference Tournament down at Tri-Center today. ESAC boys go to the Cherokee Tournament. And the Carroll girls are at the Raccoon River Conference Tournament today down at ADM. That one getting underway this morning as well. Thanks very much for joining us here for the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody. We'll talk to you after the first of the year.